Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to my blue truth teller. Fucked up her little hand. About to have to go to the hospital. Definitely support my homeboy, truth teller. Shout out to everybody listening in. Philly Shop Radio. Get ready to have some fun tonight. I got a lot of good music. Shout out to Shy Money. Just definitely just some crazy ass bangers. I'm about to get that uploaded into the switchboard. Shout out to my homeboy Cash, C Cash. Definitely follow him on Instagram, SEECASH. Young Spitter, talented brother. Yeah, a lot of great music on deck and a fun topic. You know, like, what's your funniest breakup line? Like, definitely be whatever, be yourself. Be honest. Excuse me. Be honest and let us know, you know what I mean? How would you tell a person, oh, no, back off or whatever? I know earlier I was just in a man's text and I had to take a picture of it because, like, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm in a man's text. I forget what the person was even promoting them because it was just so crazy that somebody replied, like, don't fucking text me no more. I told you before, like, but... Like, I never heard anybody talk to somebody like that before, but that's crazy. Well, not, you know what I mean? I guess, like, maybe a girlfriend or boyfriend, but not if you're promoting something or whatever. I don't know. People do some crazy shit to people. I ain't going to put nobody out there, no names and that, but it was just funny earlier. Shout out to the truth teller. How you feeling tonight, honey?
I'm good.
No, you're not. Tell the truth. She's not a truth teller.
I am still the truth teller, and I will always tell the truth. I'm good for right now, as long as I don't move this damn arm.
She about to take her ass to the hospital and put her ass in the cab. I only give you $5 to tomorrow. Damn. I spend money too much. But I want to be able to definitely shout out Madness Studios. We had some fun earlier today. My homegirl, J. Raina Smith. Definitely talented sister. Hopefully she's calling tonight, getting on this topic. Like I said, I got a lot of crazy new music. I definitely be playing my shit. Young nigga, shout out to Pay the Full Haze, Runway Rim. Definitely boss. I was about to say your name. I remember now. Shut up. Say no. Big ups to you guys. You guys work hard. I always got it. Don't fuck around my young niggas on deck. That's my shit. Because everybody listening in, and make sure tomorrow you listen to my babes, Brit Brad Graphics, Scorch Flame, Scorch with the Torch, Insta Banger. He always changing his damn Instagram names and Twitter names. I don't even know who he is right now, but I know we definitely going to be flash mobbing tomorrow and organizing to make some move, and they got a crazy topic for their show tomorrow. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let them come on. I'm going to open up the mics in a minute. Shout out to everybody calling in. Definitely press 1. I will open up your mic, and we'll get a chance to talk. And everybody, we got hope that it's true till we get start feeling better. Like I said, her arm is, like, really fucked up. Maybe we can sue somebody. What happened to your arm? Tell us. What happened? Why your arm hurt? Can we sue somebody?
I think
it's the nurse with the IV in there. I think that was Raina earlier. She was just, like, so discriminated. She wanted to sue everybody. She was like, wait a minute. She was so banging. I love Raina. That's my vote. But, you know, maybe you can. It's a Commonwealth state. Hey, whatever. I know I'm joking. No need to sue anybody. Truth teller gonna be cool. She got that good Obamacare. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's banging here. But shout out to definitely X Squad DJs, everybody supporting the movement. December 16th is gonna be crazy, and then like I said, added on, it's going to be a fish fry down at the Waterview Lounge. Oh, definitely hit me up for tickets. I will have some more information about that coming soon, maybe even later on in the show. Shout out to Demel. Open your mic. Shout out to the private callers. Everybody listening in, definitely press 1. See what's up. Shout out to everybody. ATL 770, I see you. Okay. Everybody in the building, everybody listening. I really only fuck with niggas, like, that send me their music. I love the bangers. Everybody on the Heatwave show, they loving all the bangers. And it's definitely a lot of talent going on. What's up, Demel?
What's going on, honestly?
Working hard or whatever. Chilling. Trying to get the truth teller to the hospital. She hurt her arm. Poor baby.
Oh,
and showing off this
music,
having a good time.
She hurt her arm because she was rolling that dice.
He said you hurt your arm rolling the dice. I did see it when I was over in the sugar house. Now, I didn't gamble today. I just went and used my couch, got some food, and was just chilling or whatever. You know, I did gamble. I forgot. Damn. I gambled so fucking. I want some money a little bit. I want a little bit of money. I forgot about that. But we did it so fast while we was getting some food. I'm fucking an addict. I gotta stay away from this casino. That's why I try to stay busy.
Can I do a shout out from this honest fire?
Yeah, but I gotta say hi to Britt Brand. I just opened her mic also.
Hey.
Britt Brandon. You would be a shout out, Mr. Demel.
Hey. Shout out to me. I'll be in Philly. I'm at December the 16th, hanging out with Honest. You know, I ain't gonna hang out with my family. It's all gonna be about Honest Fire the whole weekend.
That's what's up. We're gonna have some fun. I wanna welcome everybody from the South to come up here, and you know what I mean. We got some good hospitality, and it's definitely great events. And as I said earlier, we're going to party on the 16th, starting off definitely fish fry. You got to get some food. I know you're going to get your cheesesteak as soon as you get here, Demar. I know how you are, but fish fry will be banging.
Shout out to Tony Tunes. He performed last night. He had that thing rocking wall to wall last night. It was a stellar event. He was rocking it. And
Shout out to Looney Tunes. I love that track he did with Rihanna, for Rihanna and Future. And I was listening to your show earlier. Y'all were playing the other song he did for Future or whatever. I was actually going to start the show when I play some music and show some love to my seven brothers and their grind before we get into this topic and everybody else listening in. Give me a second. I'll definitely get to your calls. I want to talk some shit tonight. Break up. You know, like, what was the potato poster? Shout out to you, Demel. Shout out to everybody in the X Squad DJs. Motherfucking Real Money. I know next Monday y'all going to be showing off on a conference call. Make sure y'all give me the information so everybody can be listening in. Shout out to everybody, Rapstar Promo. Shout out to, like I said, my Brit Brand Graphics. My little young businesswoman, entrepreneur, partner, bitch.
Shout out to
What's
Honest
good, baby?
Fire trying to hook me up with a date when I come to film.
Shut up. You were supposed to not even say that on the air.
Oh.
I'm a matchmaker. You don't say anything on the air. Right now, she might be listening.
Shout out to Honest Fire trying to get married to somebody.
I'm not trying to get you married. Everybody deserves a little happiness, you know, Demel. If it happens, I don't know. You might not like the bitch. Who knows? Whatever. She's not a bitch, but you know I just said the bitch just because I whatever. But Brett, let us know, because, like, I didn't want to say your topic because I was going to make my topic the opposite, but I'm going to wait for Thursday to piggyback off you guys because I would really like to see what you young girls. And, you know what I mean, young gentlemen and ladies, you know, I'm not going to call you a girl, boy, or whatever. But what you guys have to say about the topic of vagina. Yeah, that's your topic for tomorrow. Pussy. You already know how I feel about pussy. Y'all just on, just came on. Okay. How do you feel, or whatever, about what this topic, what is this going to be about, this topic for tomorrow on the Heat Wave Show?
Vagina is going to be, I don't know everything about it.
People got to say about that. All right. I fucks with it. And I'm going to wait until later on in the show to tell you guys how I really feel about our stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even at this point in time right now. But we will get into some callers. Like I said, shout out to my boy C-Cash. We got music from Looney Tunes on deck. Definitely going to show love to Reekin' Bull, One Ray Rim, Dunny. Catch wreck, then doing some crazy ass shit. Oh my goodness. Y'all don't even know. No, man, nice. That nigga took the cake for this week. Shout out to everybody listening in. I'm going to take another caller, 267 800
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? It's Ron Diesel.
What's good? How you been? How was your trip in New Orleans?
I'm still there. I come back next week.
Oh, really? You still there?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. I've been doing shows and all that, you know what I mean, going on radios, everything, just working. There's a lot of work to do down here, too. Like, there's more opportunity, too. I feel like I came across a lot of stuff a lot faster than I did up our way.
Well, that's good because New Orleans is definitely a big city. They're thriving. Have you had a chance to get back and build a house or whatever since you've been down there almost a week now, over a week?
Yeah, I've been down here for a minute, but I've been down here. Let me see. I got here I don't know, it's a week or two. I don't know, but either way, like, no, I'm just looking people out. Who's looking me out with this music? Just
well, I'm about to hook you up.
You
gotta do that. Some motherfucking niggas had Katrina down there. Gotta get
that. Oh, yeah.
But chill with me. I'm about to play some music. I want to ask you the topic question. Shout out to everybody listening. I know that's not Chanel calling in, because if that is, I'm a scream. Shout out to the 214 I see. But like I said, I'm going to show my boy Looney Tunes some love. He's pushing this single, Exotic. We love it. Talks about one of our favorite things, you know what I'm saying? That shit. Give me the topic.
What up, London? Looney Tunes. Big Joe. Exotic. Kush in my lane. Yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey. We smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it. Bad bitches with me, I blew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Big Joe, that's my logo.
Logo.
Wanna book a show called Coco. How you living, loaded? YOLO. All you niggas still rockin' bolo. Hit her one time, she want some mo-mo. You can have that bitch, and my ho-ho. I got some mo-ho, load the count, though. Kush in the air, blowin' hella smoke. Kush in my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowin' on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Kelly, cause Shelly come to West Coast, West Coast. OG, smoke it'll burn your throat,
burn your throat.
Dip it in the lean for the flavor,
flavor.
Dip it in the lean for the flavor,
flavor.
Exotic, Kushal in my body,
body.
Honestly in my wallet,
wallet.
Bottle in my pocket,
pocket.
Blowing on that Bobby,
Bobby.
Ride round with that Gotti,
Gotti.
Hold me in the lobby,
lobby.
Hold me in the lobby, yeah.
Kush in my lane,
yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitches with me, I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. My whip foreign, my back boring. I'm all around the world, it's like I'm world touring. You don't make it rain, but I keep it pouring. On that jet fuel, I'm in the cloud touring. My girl exotic too, I keep a passport. You hustle backwards, I hustle fast forward. So many diamonds in my damn chain, that's what the cash for. Your girl can't ignore it. Push in my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitches with me, I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got
got plenty around. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Yeah, I gotta get Looney here, y'all. That's my baby. Shout out to everybody listening in. My truth teller, she weighed in and chilling with us. We want to hear some pizza and relax, talk about this topic. We got Rob D's on the line joining us. He's from Philly, but he's down in, you know what I mean, Louisiana doing his thing in New Orleans. I would like for somebody from New Orleans to call in. That's one of my favorite accents. I won't pretend to have one. That's one thing I'll never touch, but.
I'll get somebody.
Give you my call and support. I definitely play your music tonight and show you that you do get some Philly love from right here. I'm going to ask you the topic question before I move on, because tonight's going to be open. I didn't really have time to promote, and besides Juke Joint Radio's Diamond Spotlight Showcase is going to be crazy. Voltage Lounge, 421 North 7th Street. It's going to be ridiculous. I'm inviting everybody to come into Philly and see what we're doing. We're showing off. But tonight's topic is a simple one. Rob Diesel, I'll go to you first. What is the funniest breakup line that you've ever said to a person or even used yourself for somebody? I mean, or somebody hits on you or whatever. I text you the same question twice.
And that's a tough question. I mean, usually, no, I could be disrespectful there sometimes, but I put myself on blast. But let me see. I don't know. Maybe it's like sometimes you just stop talking to somebody and they just keep it in your phone. I think that shit pretty funny. Like if I'm done with somebody and I'm just like, yo, I can't fuck with them no more. I ain't talking to them, and they keep hitting my phone. I think that is pretty. It gets annoying
that's
to me.
Not
but look
funny.
At that.
Like what's the funny
all,
part?
I don't know, man.
So what
I don't
do you finally
like,
say
on,
to the girl
be,
keeps calling you? Do you ever say, "All right, bitch, no," or whatever? Do you say anything? Like, what gets you to stop?
I don't even know, like, cause I don't be like wifing no girls on some real. Like, I ain't really found nobody wifey material, but.
So you've never been in a relationship to even have to dump
anybody?
No,
I have, but I don't know. I was a young boy, but I don't know.
Like, you spoke a lot of exotic Looney Tunes. Look at what you're doing to these people. What is going on? But It's cool. I know me. I like to be slick when I'm breaking up with somebody. But it's always funny. We ain't going to talk about it. Hey, what's up, yo? We ain't going to talk about it too much right now. But I'm going to take another caller. I'm going to take the private caller in a second. And we got a caller from the 214 area code. 214-845. Welcome to Philly Sound Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
It's Lovely Chanel. Shout out to the super duper model.
Hello,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Philly Town Radio. Truth Colors on the line also. And you got to say hello to my assistant, Brick Brent Graphics.
I have missed you.
Shout out to DJ Mark.
I heard y'all say something about Looney Tunes. I need to make a side note for him.
You're laying down. I'm about to go.
Shout out
what's up with you, Chanel, lovely Chanel. And I'm about to get to you, Philly. I see you in the building. Niggas got some shit.
Looney Tunes. Side note, I'm still waiting on my T-shirt that I haven't got from you. So I need my shirt. But on another note, y'all have a meet and greet coming up in Dallas. It's actually scheduled for December the 19th, and it's going to be at Draft Pick. So, you know, anybody traveling to Dallas, they could definitely come through. Meet and greet me. My website is launching December the 19th. And I'm also doing a tour drive for the Martin Luther King Center for the kids. So, yeah, I'm doing it for them for Christmas. But besides that, like, everything's been good or whatever. I'm trying to stay away from these dudes. I appreciate it.
First, you gotta come to Atlanta before you come to Philly.
Nah, she gonna come here first. We were jealous. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna show love to Philly, and I'm gonna get people to follow you actually from Philly, so to see how they show you some love too, Miss Chanel. We got a caller, 267-265. Welcome to Philly Chat Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's you, right? I'm calling from my mom's house, watching my little niece, and she crying, getting on my nerves.
I hear her in the background. That is so cute. Shout out to everybody calling in. I guess the little baby hung up on us, too. Did y'all hear the baby? That was so cute. I love babies. I'm sorry. I'm just fool for the little baby. But we got another caller, 215-450. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Jay. I'm calling from North Philly.
Welcome to the show, Jay. How you doing? You calling to talk about the topic for tonight? Are you in? And are you on Instagram?
Well, I called Dennis to holler at my girl, my man is River and shit.
Okay.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. How you doing? Who is that, Brit Brit?
My man is Jay Mugger. No pics.
Jay Mugger. Welcome to the show. Now, do you have an Instagram?
Yeah.
All right, well,
no. I just deleted it, John. I got to make another one.
Why you delete it?
Did you delete it or they deleted you?
Well, I think they deleted me.
What was he doing, see, now that's why he had to change his name to No Pics, because now he don't have an Instagram. Okay, I get it. I can be funny. But definitely, thanks for calling in and tuning into the show and supporting Brit Brit. I'll be trying to tell people how much of a powerhouse this young lady is. And big ups to everybody joining in the show tonight. Definitely going to get to you callers, get a chance to interact more. But Zay Mugga, is Zay Mugga or is Zay what?
It's Jay Mugga.
Jay. Oh, Jay Mugga. All right, I got you.
Yeah.
Jay Mugga. Can you relate on this topic? Tonight's topic is, what is the funniest breakup line you've ever said to a person, or even they said to you, or you heard before?
Well, it probably had to be, my man's just talking to his drone, and he dicked her or whatever. So when he's done, he said, "I ain't got no rap for you," and he told her to get out. He called her a platter.
He called her a platter?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I am getting old. God, stop. What is a platter? That went over my head, doesn't it?
Well, a platter is a cold.
Get it, a platter.
You got a what? I didn't get that one.
No, like a platter, a cold whore, I guess. Like a cold platter, I guess. Right? I don't know. That's some ignorant ass shit to say to a person.
I thought platters was nuts.
Oh, planters.
Planters. That's planters.
Or did he say planters?
I think he said platter. You said platter, right?
Yeah, platter.
He called it a nut.
Yeah. See, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand the. Oh yeah, not a planter, nut. Y'all don't understand the slang up here. But yeah, platter. That's funny. I fuck with that. Shout out to the boy in the background. Good music from boy C-Cash.
I got him on deck definitely tonight. And some banging music from my homie who really works hard, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell what other people are doing because I'm really tuned into my niggas. So I'm going to show some love to my homeboy, Reekin Bull. He's showing crazy. Big up to his homie, Chopper, who did the remix for him, Crown Big Boys Be Swervin'. Check it out, y'all.
Crown Big Boys Be Swervin', swerve, swerve. 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 I'm Young City, bitch. Crown Big Boys Be Swervin', swerve, swerve. Switching through the lane. Then you beat them floaters, floating through the lane. Put on for your city, CB be the name. And be stunting stupid hard, got no time for no lane. Nigga, what you talking? 26 Ashanti, ride up on your bitch. Make a drop of pants, 5% tint. Marauder get shit. Lean back in the dick, and we blowing on the piss, and we swinging on them things like chapter 26. With the 4 hour pine, so we booming in this bitch. Sixes with the skinny, so you know we hood rich. Sugar house swag, man, we all got chips. Chromed out wheels, and you know they deep bitch. Got them from Atlanta, so you know they stupid crisp. CBB the shit. You can't name another club that be stunting like this. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. See us switching lanes, man. Them Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Stunting on them sixes, man. Them Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. See us switching lanes, man. Them Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve. Crown Vic boys be swerve, swerve.
I be smoking out purple cuz, I be pulling out purple drain. I don't fuck with that Josh Bush, chinchilla coke is the main. Killer cow, Easter bunny, put methazine, I'll pee. Niggas know that I'm the dealer man, dope boy, moving weight. Montana, I'm a coke boy, my cook game, so great. I be whipping up a masterpiece, don't you hungry niggas wanna play? Bad bitches on my nutsack, my chain made me walk with a hunchback. Every time that I dish it out, I be having them coming back. Yesterday, I had a bow. I done drew about 100 stacks. Lamborghini got the clear job. We be rolling up loud packs. No bench in my Cadillac. That's my hoe. Throwback. She sucked me with no neck. I ain't cutting out no slack. Philadelphia with Puerto Rican in the Crown Vic. Smoking on the Keisha. Candy pink. Got money in the bank. I got a white bitch who let me use a Visa. Big body on Crown. Giovanni with the Momo. Come up by the Super Dome. They try to hustle. That's a no-no.
Crown Vic boys be
personable personality at the same time. It switched it up. He switches it up too, guys. He gotta do something sexy for the strip club though. Do some songs like
hey,
it or whatever.
I need that song so when I'm hosting in DC this Saturday, I can play that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. They like it down there. Maybe we'll drive down there. DC, that's not that far. I want to reach out. Show some love. But yeah, big ups to Reekin Bull. Definitely check out the show last Tuesday. We interviewed him. We had a whole bunch of fun. Getting a chance to talk to him or whatever. Get to know Reekin Bull and finding out about the Crown Vic boys and all the things that they're doing actually. Beyond, you know what I mean? Teasing all this. They actually have a nonprofit. Everybody work together. you know what I'm saying, giving back to the kids and all types. And that's what we really like. And I just found that out about him, and definitely got to salute that. Salute everybody giving back. Just like my girl Chanel says she's doing on Christmas, she's going to be giving back, showing love to some kids down in Dallas, holding down for Texas.
Yes.
Holy damn for Texas. I got to ask Truth Teller the topic question for tonight. I know you're upset, but why you wait for your camp to come get you? You got to tell us, what's the funniest breakup you ever heard, the funniest breakup line?
Let me see. It was like, how did it go again? He said, it's not you, it's me. It's just that every time we do it, I keep slipping out and slipping out. I think that I'm too small for you.
What? No. I wasn't expecting that. Let me compose myself.
What do you mean?
Too small and slipping out. All right, I'm going to control myself tonight right now. Watch when we go on TV. I'm going to let you tell her, show the fuck off. You know what I mean? She wasn't feeling well today. And I definitely fucked with Truth Teller. She does a lot of work. You know what I mean? A lot of charity work, too, dealing with her MS and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We all got to understand that that is definitely serious. It's a lot of serious things, serious causes out here you got to become a part of. Definitely was amazing to hear about the Stop the Madness Foundation, where they have the mad scientist who is their mascot or whatever. Just too decent, just like showing kids how to really make it fun to do math and science. Most kids have, you know what I mean, a lot of trouble doing things in school, you know what I mean? Even my son, you know what I mean? I've always had it so hard, like trying to keep him focused on, you know what I mean, being a young man growing up and going to school and doing work and getting good grades and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? We all need to do certain things to inspire youth. Whatever we can do, like giving back, you know what I mean, can happen anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But when you do it, you definitely make a difference. And in this day and age, like, shit, we need more people doing, you know what I mean, giving back. So take a side break to say that. A side break, and then we're going to get back to tonight's topic, you know what I mean, breakups. What about you, Miss Supermodel? You being so beautiful. I'm talking to you, lovely Chanel. And what I was going to ask the young guy, to follow you on Instagram, I forgot, but we'll get to that also, as long as you're here with us.
Sure, you just had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I just had. You know what? Look at the mouth. I didn't even ask him. I love him, though.
Oh, my bad.
See, it's you just okay. Had to come out and say it like that. But
he
it's
did.
Okay.
He did it.
She
says,
oh, yeah, y'all.
Don't do that to me, Demel, because I don't like that. I'm a snack. I'm just warning
you.
Right,
you know what, though, even though.
Hold on, Demel.
Let her talk, Demel. Hold on.
Even though he said it like that, you know, he did check up on me and still make sure I was good. But, y'all, I'm really thinking about, like, staying single because I had a dude, and in my eyes, he was a good dude. Well, you know how in the business you don't know who are friends and stuff, and you might have that one dude who try to holler at you, and, you know, you be like, no, you know I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know that he got a family at home, so you like, dude, I'm good. Well, come to find out, me and this dude, we was talking, we got close. I am chilling, like, everything good, I'm happy, but I noticed one day our little routine was off. He wasn't calling. He didn't text me. So I'm thinking maybe he going to pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, my phone died or I left my phone. Y'all get a phone call at 7-something in the morning. He going in. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? He was like, you know, you ain't telling me that you messed with my boy and all this other stuff. First of all, I don't take kind to nobody putting lies out, not about Love with Chanel, because for one, that's my brand. So, you know, it pisses me off that, you know, some of these rappers, like, I just feel like just because we models, at the same time, we do deserve respect just like rappers do, too. And it's like, when rappers do it, it's okay for them to do it, and everybody cool. But then if models do it, it's like our name get dragged around and stuff, and it's like, okay, so what's the difference because you a rapper? So basically, from what everybody is saying, his friend is mad that, you know, I ain't give him no play. So he feels the need to, oh, yeah, you know, I slept with your girl and all these other stuff. And like I said on Facebook, next time one of y'all niggas want to write some rumors about Love and Chanel, give me a check for that bullshit so you could pay me for that. Because it ain't even that serious.
You better than me. I've made up a whole fake Facebook and argued with them.
Yeah,
they knew it was me, but I wouldn't have did it for my page. You can't get me to argue with somebody on the internet. You ain't called my name.
It took me out because I'm looking like you gonna call me and ask me this on the phone. Like you ain't gonna be no man and talk to me about this face to face. Like what's really up? And so he got mad, and like I told him, I was like, clearly you made your mind up before you even picked up the phone and called me. That's your best friend, so you going to believe him. So why waste my damn time by picking up the phone, calling me, saying, oh, so you're not going to do nothing to make me believe you? I'm a grown-ass woman. You ask me a question, at the end of the day, it's yes or no. You take that yes or no, and you move forward. You ain't going
to
have me jump
into your room. What was the 24? How'd you have to check him? Did you put him out there on Facebook? Did I miss something on your wall?
When I got the phone call, I was kind of heated. And then when I kept, you know, my buttons kept getting pushed, so I was like, okay, well, since we all want to go ham today, fine. I'm going to take this to Twitter. I'm going to take it to Facebook. I'm going to take it to Instagram. I'm going to take it to the street, everything.
I meant to.
Y'all just want to play on it. So,
we got to follow women. Shout out to Instagram for anybody that's following the story who will want to check it out like I'm getting ready to. But shout out to Instagram for us, please, lovely Chanel, you beautiful supermodel.
The Instagram is all lowercase, and it's lovely Chanel DFW. Y'all don't understand. I'm thinking it's gonna be like a punk moment. I'm thinking somebody about to say, "Oh, we was just joking with you." Like this nigga was serious, and I was like, first of all, you know, bring this nigga to me so I can see, you know, what I'm saying, what he's gonna say. Because if you gonna lie, I need you to be in my face so you can have your checkbook ready and all that, so you can write me a check for this. Because, I mean, if you're going to be sitting here talking about my brand like that, give me some money for it, please. So
yeah,
it was like, it makes me mad because as models, it's like, especially when you're one of those models where, you know, I don't go out unless I have to. If it's mandatory, I'm going to go out. Besides that, I stay at home. You know, I'm a mother first before the mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I can definitely relate.
It's like, it makes me mad.
Don't be teasing us, Chanel.
No,
damn.
I think he got mad because I put out something saying, bros before hoes, not bros before your girlfriends. So I guess that kind of ticked him off because he posted something saying, it was like a loaded symbol, and it was like, I'm trying to find a fuck to give. So when I seen that, I was like, okay, he wants to play crazy, we finna play crazy. And I was, you know, I just started going in. So you wanna go there, I'm finna start putting names out there. And that's exactly what I did. So shout out to B King and shout out to Peanut, you know who you are because you roll with T Cash. Yes. These niggas out here lying, saying this and saying that. And what tripped me out after the breakup happened, you know what I'm saying, this dude in my inbox like, oh, do you and, you know what I'm saying, such and such go together? I'm like, nigga, they done came to me and told me that you was standing in the same damn circle when the stuff was going down. Because, you know, I had a fashion event Saturday. The makeup lady doing my makeup, and she's like, yeah, I seen your boyfriend, and
Talking about dick. We're going to talk about penis. Like, certain people,
They misuse it, and I want them to know that it's amazing. Like I love dick. You know, like you have to love dick. I was gonna talk about it tonight, but I want to wait and let it marinate and everybody hear. Like we gonna talk about dick on Thursday. Niggas hold your dick and just keep it away from these nut ass ratchet bitches. You know, do your shit right. Same shit I tell my son, so I can talk about it or I don't mind. But I'm gonna take a couple calls. Shout out to Britt Red. Britt Red, you got anybody listening in? I need to show some love to. Press one for me. Press one a couple times. I see your call flashing up and down. I definitely
I'm on.
Show you some love. I know you're on, Britt Red. But I wanted to know, did you hear somebody listening in? I needed to open a mic and show them some love tonight.
Scorch Fiends on the mic.
Everybody listening, and make sure you follow my boo, the lovely Chanel. And Chanel, what is it again?
Lovely
Chanel DFW.
_ Chanel.
Right, no, that's he giving y'all the wrong thing. That's the Twitter.
I heard.
I thought he said the Instagram.
Jamel is so fun, but
the Instagram is lovely Chanel DFW.
I'm gonna make sure I tweet you and shout you out, whatever, at the end of the show. That's what I'm gonna start doing, so everybody can make sure they stay connected. You have fun on the show. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Scorch.
What's up? What's up? I'm on there.
Yeah, chill with us. I'm going to take another caller or whatever. Scorch is definitely Britt Brad's co-host of the Heat Wave show. Maybe he'll give us some more insight on pussy because Britt Brad was being real vague. And you know what that means. Like, them showers.
Wait,
you got to watch out for the shower.
Wait. So what's tonight's topic? Pussy?
No, that's tomorrow's topic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Britt Brad was being all vague and acting all shy. We know what it means with somebody acting all shy.
I just ain't know what about it. I just know it's supposed to be pussy, vagina, whatever.
I'm done with you. We got a call that's been holding. Definitely thank you for calling in. 215-254. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 215-254.
Guess they hung up.
That's ain't gonna say nothing. Okay, move on. No problem. Should we say up here in Philly, go to 770. We got a caller, a private caller. Welcome to Philly Sound Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Rome. Calling from Southwest.
This is who? Shout out to everybody listening in and hanging up and stuff. We got another caller, 267-231. I guess I call a number. I think you're so excited.
Hello.
I hope so. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ashley, I'm calling from Southwest Philly.
Welcome to the radio show. I
want to know what was the topic today.
Tonight's topic is, what is the funniest breakup line? Even somebody said to you, or you to them, or you even heard, or whatever.
When you break.
I know one.
Wait a minute, hold on, Squirt. You don't know none, Ashley.
I know one.
I'm still young, but like, I don't know when they say they done, and they say they won't ever talk to you no more. But you know they is at the end of the day, so.
I saw a new edition song.
Which new edition song?
I'm leaving you again. No problem.
Oh, that's more like funny things that somebody ever said.
No, like a classic would be like it's not you, it's me. I don't know. It's someone like I think we should see other people like.
That's not funny, Scorch.
No, I know it's not funny.
No,
like,
but
if a girl,
they be lying, though.
Look, like, if a girl was going with a boy, right, and then, like, they had sex or whatever, so his yeah, I'm saying was small. So what if she was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but it's just too little, and my vibrator can do a better job or something like
that. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Fucked them right up.
That's fucking hilarious. I remember one time, I felt like I got played because one day I was picking on my baby father, whatever, and I'm walking out the door thinking he wanted to chase me. He's like, she loving the crew. Like, just saying it to me while I'm walking out the door, I was mad.
That's hilarious. First of all, that's funny as shit. That's too fucking funny. But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, something like that. That's hilarious. Like,
oh, that's what you're saying. All
right. What do you do? Like, I do some funny shut shit down. Like, it's crazy to me when old people try to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
with all due respect to old people. You know what I mean? With all due respect to old people, seriously, don't be trying to holler at me. 57 and having great. You definitely got to play him. Like, hold up. Like, that's the deal with. I don't know. Felt like somebody just jumped in the water.
They probably dropped their phone in the toilet.
Somebody dropped their phone in the toilet. But it's all right. It's all right. We're going to keep it moving and show some love. Definitely shout out to my girl, Britt Brett, young boy in the building. We got another caller. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to get to the other caller. Shout out to everybody still in the building with us. We got my girl Chanel, Truth Teller, Scorch Flames. Shout out to my girl Rip Red Graphics in the building. Scorch, what's your Twitter name now? Are you Scorch Flames? Scorch 215.
I think I'm Scorch _ Flames. You can follow me on Instagram too at Instabanga. That's InstaBanga. Instabanga. Hit me up on Facebook at Scorch. Do one thing, that's do, hyphen thing, no, one thing. And that's about it. I mean, I make music, I produce, dance and all that. Just a little bit about myself, you already know. Get at
me. We love you. You got,
shout out to Heatwave, Inc.
Heatwave, Inc. in the building, you know.
You guys, you better be ready for this shit tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
I'm going to be
Thursday,
tomorrow.
I told you, bro, it's tomorrow, yo.
Tomorrow,
it was Tuesday.
Thursday is another meeting. No, tomorrow is first. Yeah, we going.
Wait.
Oh, man.
You know what? We got to play some music because she just pissed me off.
Oh, man.
And I'm not mad. I love her. I'm joking. She's great. Fucking love her, bro. We'll get her back online. Two meetings. Yes, we are getting it popping.
Came in this game with no dollar, just a dream and a supportive ass mother who is equivalent to a team. You hear me? Equivalent to a team, so I can never relate to a nigga who mom was a fiend. Relating to those who needed a dad 20 years later, noticing all these flaws that I have. But naturally in life it was benefits that I grabbed, cause I'd be damned if I let a man be my line's dad. Set pop never, set pop better. Fall back, appreciate Sandy, I leave your ass wetter. I'm a motherfucking problem, over underrated in this motherfucking genre. The jealousy of blind ya, my checks come with commas. Salute to the insomnia, sleep around me and I'll body ya. Niggas know I go hard, plus I'm cool as a polar bear. Belly growing outer space, no solar system was so far. Switched them bipolar, flipped them, I had to take it, couldn't be Omar's victim. It's a man's world, no matter how you live it. Life is a bitch with no father figure. I'm sick of motherfuckers saying I got my father's figure. Wouldn't amount to shit, I guess that's what my father figured. Toast to growth was on pole for show, was on a roller coaster. Up and down and did a 360, then the game was open. I better stack that these hoes won't hold me back. I come with nothing less than 100, so please, shorty, don't come with that.
I made you fly, and I ain't throw you in the air. Swear I got them bitches sick, and I ain't giving them no care. Had a nice run back in 06, all of that money disappeared. Now I'm back at it, and my daughter hit 6, now it's time to disappear. I'm rolling, Ben Stein or joking, my money and my click, two things you won't catch folding. Every time I made a killing, man, I had a focus. It was them niggas that was chilling, I'm like, where the hope is? Loyalty and independence is the fucking gang. L and I, we about to put you on some game. We gon' take this rap shit, rip it, throw it in the flame. Time to show the world you dudes with money still some fucking lames. I can honestly say I don't owe niggas a fucking thing. They saying that I'm done, they must be talking about my fucking name.
Plot no money, you ain't help me get nigga FOH, I owe you shit. Man, I can't wait till I stack my chips. I'ma get a whole world my ass to kiss. And my daughter and my girl on some mansion shit. Hit to her car, match your shit. Never grind on no backwards shit. Gotta dip and dive these rat and pricks. Fake ass niggas, fake ass bras, fake rappers I shot videos for. I know you a studio G. Y'all niggas run out here flipping no hard. Man, her on the BL. I told that bitch come over. She said she never do this. I told that bitch bend over, drink goose. Now I fuck with that's a rock. Serving smokers on my phone. I ain't fucking with no block. They used to call me Pounds, man, they call me Nickel Bond. Cause my youngins come around and I give them Nickel Bond. If my youngins take too long, I take back my Nickel Bond. And I move that shit myself and that whole nickel gon' be mine, gon' be mine. Ain't no gang, but Mad Ab is my squad. And we fucking up your party and we throwing up gang signs. 4-2, get a grip, Mad Ab. And we move that crap. Bunch of get a grip shirt, bunch of 42 cash. Getting money since the 90s, nigga, where was you at? Put a price up on your head, but I have a bulletproof hat.
my shit. Shout out to Big Face Dunny featuring Pam, shit called Relate, Up First, and Mott Brown, Rent. We like that song. That's that stripper music. Everybody like that tight shit, shaky ass music. Big up to everybody listening in. Definitely press one. You want me to open up your mic and you get a chance to talk about tonight's topic. I definitely got you. We got a caller from the 610 area code, 610-504. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 610.
Who is that all loud?
I don't know. Hello? I might want to break up with this person.
I just banged on you.
I just banged on him. I know, that wasn't funny.
Shout out to
everybody listening. Who?
Fame Black, talking about it's a good show so far on my Facebook.
Oh, okay. Tell him I said thank you. We got another caller, 484-485. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from?
So this is DJ Ray, calling from Philly, representing Get It Poppin' Bros.
Hey.
What's good? Welcome,
well,
welcome.
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm seeing y'all promoting this little joint. I wanted to see what the talk was all about. Nigga boy.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, definitely shout out your Twitter, your Instagram. And Bripper, why don't you ask him a topic question after he shouts out his Twitter and Instagram and everything.
Well, yeah, you mean my Instagram, you can get at me at DJRay215, same as my Twitter and my Facebook and all that.
All right, so the topic question is, what's the funniest breakup line you ever told to a girl or somebody ever told to you or that you just heard, period? Something funny.
The funniest breakup line?
Yeah. Something funny, not all said.
Funniest breakup line? Damn. That's crazy. The funniest breakup line. Shit, I heard a lot, though, but funniest breakup line, they had to break up with me because I got too many groupies because I'm a DJ. I mean, me personally, I think that's just fucking whack, period.
True.
I feel like a lot of
them. And it's kind of funny, too. It is funny.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, I mean, I'm still a regular nigga. I mean, I feel like most of the females that probably even talk to me know me is because of who, I mean, the DJ and shit I did on the side. So, I mean, if that's why you breaking up with me or whatever, because I'm a DJ, then, I mean, the fuck, I mean, you wouldn't have met me or even talked to me if I wasn't who I am, you feel me?
I think people got to know what they're getting into first before they start trying to go with DJs and rappers and whatnot.
Yeah, that's why I don't even really like to say anything anymore, you know, as far as, like, DJing and shit, because, I mean, it ain't like how it used to be. Right off the bat now, I mean, people find out I'm a DJ or whatever, but, oh, we ain't fucking with you, or I'm like, damn, I'm a DJ? That's why I quit, man, fuck that. I just go parties and shit now, but shit, nigga, I still the same thing, partying, DJing, we all whores, it don't matter. So, but yeah, that's probably the funniest thing, though, but, I mean, that's just real shit, though. That's everyday shit.
Yeah, that's real shit, but it's just funny sometimes, you know, in people's situation. You know, I've gone through it, you know, and it's certain things that you have to deal with doing shit in the public, but I don't want everybody in my business, you know what I mean? That's one thing I ain't even going for. I ain't going for nobody all up in my business, so she couldn't handle the pressure, it would have got crazier. So I guess that's all for the better, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
everybody showing love. It get real, you know what I'm saying? I've seen a girl pull a gun out on a nigga just like, oh, all she wanted to tell him was his leave. Like, cause she went through his phone, he left his phone home. So when he came in the door, she was serious, you know what I mean? You know, I was there, whatever. But she had shit to say to him. You know what I mean? She had shit out. She like, you already know, because
the girls was talking. You know how it is when girls start talking to each other when they find out the nigga been doing shit or whatever. But
yeah.
I was trying not to laugh because that's like a serious situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anything could have happened, but I knew she wasn't going to shoot him. For some reason, I knew she wasn't going to shoot him. But, you know, it had to be some funny shit for me because, like, but niggas be thinking that they could get away with anything. Like, be keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Or don't be sloppy. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
And I think that's the main thing, too. Like, I mean, I'm going to keep wanting it, too. Like, niggas, they do certain shit just because, like, I mean, if they can get away with it or they ain't getting away with it or whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, man, niggas not getting away with shit, and I'm just keeping it.
No.
I comment on that. Girls, don't get me wrong, females, they do shit too, but I don't know what it is about y'all females. Like, y'all just so fucking smart when it comes to shit. Like,
shut up. You ain't supposed to say it.
It's crazy, man.
Funny.
How you know? Who told you?
Yo, females be saying you gotta think like a nigga. What the fuck a female wanna think like a nigga for? Niggas be
right.
Thinking like females, man.
Right.
Oh, nowadays, girls be so hard. Girls be like,
shit,
and
man.
Niggas be bitches. Y'all niggas be some straight bitches, I swear.
Some of them, yeah. Some of the niggas do be bitches. But make sure you follow me on Twitter, too, at Honest Fire, too, because you my new best friend.
I got you.
You gonna come to the meeting tomorrow, 4 o'clock, 9:53rd Street. No, tomorrow. It's Thursday, you said.
Yeah,
all right,
it's Thursday.
All right. Bye. We'll do it Thursday.
Yeah, where's
but tomorrow I need to meet up with you guys too.
So
I could have sworn I told you I wanted to meet up with you twice. You gonna start writing stuff down. She do a lot. Shout out to her and Madman Nice cooking up some master plan, a mass destruction. I don't know what they was doing.
I fuck with this little joint too. This shit reminds me of like a little party line how I used to be and shit.
Right, you gotta make sure. You gotta make sure you call into the Heat Wave show tomorrow.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Same number.
Y'all just send me, I'll definitely, do all that and shit. This definitely is trying to sneak
Shout out to Twitter for me. I'll make sure I follow you right now.
Oh, yeah, my Twitter, DJRay215, Instagram, the same thing.
DJ just
R-A-Y? No, yeah, DJ Ray. DJ R-A-Y, yeah. All one word, 215. Yeah,
right, we got you, DJ
Ray. Because my shit ass right now. My Twitter, I got like -25.
Damn.
That is not even a real number.
Right.
But, we got to get you in on the X Squad DJs and get you busy, push your music, and get you productive. As long as you want to work, we can keep you busy.
That's love. All right, man, I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to tune back in to y'all tomorrow and shit.
All right, definitely. Peace, right. Shout out to Brett Brandt. Because I fucked with how you asked him the question. You was like, be funny. Sometimes you gotta be direct. Let a person know what you want from them. You know what I'm saying? Because people are not ready. You know, get them ready a little bit. What's up with you, Mr. Scorch?
I'm chilling. I just finished making this new track and shit. This new club track I just posted on Facebook and SoundCloud. That's about it.
Okay. What's the Heatwave theme show track out here?
Boy DJ Shizzy Mac made that joint. Doing all right. I don't know if you hear it yet. You heard it yet?
Might as well play it.
I mean, you might as well.
It was like I just fired.
Right.
I'm
gonna
wait to the end of the show. You know how at the end of the party you always play that party music for me.
Yeah.
You know, y'all be dancing. I'm not no dancer. Y'all gonna have to teach me like 4 steps. Because I only know 2 steps.
Oh, we got you.
Whatever. Yeah, teach me that, like, four steps. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pow.
Like,
that's
all,
right. That's all I'm gonna need. But, I want to ask, I definitely want to ask you to be funny, Scorch, before I take yourself a caller. What is the funniest breakup line you ever said to a girl? Come on.
I don't
Scorch.
Know. I mean,
Scorch, you're not listening. You could be.
Did I ever say it to a girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, sometimes, like, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I remember when I was, like, younger, like 18, 17 and shit. I remember when girls, like, I don't like, I used to talk to girls and shit, and I didn't know what love was, so I'd hop right in a relationship, then that's why I do my homework and shit, and then find out the girl be like, whores or something. I'd be like, how am I going to get out of this? Like, I'm cuffing, she a whore, you feel me? Like, I don't know, like, I don't know how I got out.
Yo.
I kind of just cut my phone line off, like, that's something funny I did. Like, I just stopped calling her. She all trying to be like, yo, why you not calling? Like, cuz, like, I talked to somebody else, like, it's nothing funny about it, but it just kept it real. I ain't going to keep it real with her, like, you a whore.
No,
like,
you should have kept it real with her, because, no.
No, man, no, because this is when I was younger. Like, I ain't know nothing about that shit, man. Like,
that's
I did my homework.
You know, and it was crazy. My son, I don't mean to put his business out there, but he had to deal with the same situation, you know what I mean? He ain't looking for no fast little bitch. Like, stay away from my baby, because he, like,
right.
Look, bitch. I want a woman that's mine, not the fucking platter.
Whole clubs.
Like you both said earlier, I don't want no platter.
Right.
But, you know, you gotta be straight up. And
she said,
and then like, yeah, like the platter. He don't want no fucking platter. Like, what you gonna say? Like, for real. Like, what you gonna say? No, you gotta be honest with these girls. Like, for real, be a little bit of me. But we got some shit on deck. Cash, Reekin' Bull. Yeah, I'ma play him twice. Shout out to my homegirl Toxic. I feel her up in that joint too. And of course we wanna show my boy Rob Diesel some love from down in, well, he's from Philly, but he's down here in New Orleans. You know what I mean? Politicking, staying busy. That's what it's about. It's definitely about staying busy, staying focused, getting busy. Saying about your business. Shout out to the Switchboard. It's freaking crazy. Definitely press 1 if you want to join in the show. I'll show you some love. We got a caller, 404-933. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Reekin' Bull. You know.
What's good, Reekin' Bull? I was just talking about you. No, I didn't even, I wish they did come and call ID. I don't know nobody number. It's just all fucking phone numbers on the switchboard, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody about her. What's good, Reekin' Bull?
Man,
welcome back to the show.
Definitely appreciate it. Just saying, what's up That's with y'all? You already know. Showing that you play love. What's up with you?
Yo, why my friend had a dream about you? She said she raped you.
Wow. That's crazy.
Last week she was co-hosting. She was like, yeah, I had a dream I raped Reekin' Bull. What?
See, shit like that is crazy. Crazy. Do you come across any crazy, like, groupie fans, Reekin' Bull, like that or whatever?
Sheesh. Yeah, a couple. I mean, I can't really explain it, though. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't know. I did, though. Yeah,
okay.
I ain't going to talk about it. We definitely, because last time I called, that people was blowing up my phone. Don't be talking about me. So we ain't going to do that. Yeah, we ain't going to do that. Yeah. Don't see through your window.
I'm looking at you now, motherfucker. Don't play. You're the smoking cop. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
The stalker got you in check. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
but that's good. Well, you know, just to get away from last week's topic about the stalker, tonight we talk about a little fun, you know what I mean? We try to spend a fun spin on it. Because, you know what I mean, sometimes
right.
When you break up, you do get the last laugh. So
right.
I want to know, like, what's the funniest breakup line or breakup situation you've ever had or even you heard about or whatever?
sheesh, breakup line. I don't know. I get right to the point. I ain't got no time for the games and all like that. It's over. That's it. It ain't no if, ands, or buts about it. If I ain't feeling you, I'm just not feeling you. Or, I mean, like, I'm a type of person that puts somebody to the left real fast if I ain't feeling the situation, because I ain't trying to be hurt, and I know they ain't. And, I mean, love is great. So that's
what we are, to waste some time.
I get straight to the point. I ain't about games, none of that.
That's good. I used to play games, but you're right. You can't play no games.
Yeah,
I don't play no other fucking games.
Right. Games get you hurt. Love kills. Believe it or not, love kills.
Yeah, people are very
situations. Right.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say it's a crazy situation, but yeah, you're right, Definitely got to get straight to the point. Straight to the point is always best, and why lead a person on? You don't want them to treat you in the kind of way all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good person at breaking up, though. I like being, you know what I like? I like when you're cool with the person that you broke up with.
Right.
And you'd be like, don't touch me. You know what I mean? Like,
I do that, though. My ex-girl,
yeah.
She try to, like, hug me, and I'd be like, don't do that mushy shit with me. Mm-mm.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we don't do that. She get mad when I'd be like, I say some shit like, we're not together. So why are we doing stuff like we together? I mean, shit. No, I mean, like, it's just what it is. Like, I mean,
exactly. That's a funny line. That's funny as shit. But yeah, I'm about that life. I'm like, I know my ass is fat. Don't you touch it. I'll smack the shit out of you. Yeah, no. It's, and you're like, you get the, it's me. I'm just like, all right. Next. But that is funny. Shout out to everybody joining the show tonight. Regan Bull, definitely a pleasure. I got Normal on deck. That's
right.
My shit. This is nothing. Normal. What you got on deck? Definitely the 16th is going to be crazy at Voltage.
Right.
Lounge, you coming through and supporting the show. I got to meet up with you and get you some tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
Get you to come check out the fish fry earlier. What you say?
Yeah. So I'll probably be at Denny studio sometime this week, so you definitely can link or whatever. I mean, it's nothing.
All right, yeah, definitely. Let me know what's up. I'll hit you up or whatever. But what else? I did want to say to you, I'm trying to get you on a part two live interview or whatever. We get a chance to sit down, Skype or some shit or
Right.
I want to definitely shout out the Loyalty Over Luxury Tour team. Those girls are beautiful, doing their thing. Big ups to, oh my goodness, Darren. Shout out to you, brother. Working hard.
Yeah,
shout out to
Washington. Yeah, like they got a party at Coliseum.
Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. What you twerking with event? Yeah,
that's
two, gonna
be crazy.
It's from 9:30 to 2:00. It should be women. I'm a slide.
Huh?
You wave 8 gonna be in there.
Yeah.
I can have more than one lighter. Give me my lighter back. No. You can
Holy
have
shit.
It. Only because you need one. You don't have to buy no lighter off me. Shut up. I love Cash. Cash is a good person. Follow C Cash on Instagram. That nigga throw his shit. He'll take that for a roach, yo. He's like, oh, wait. Don't step on that motherfucker.
Roach,
though. Like, no, I'm joking. He won't take it for the roach. But y'all know what I mean. He real sweet.
Oh,
like, hold on, don't step on that roach. Hold on. But I'm just using that as a metaphor. He was taking it because of my, he shouldn't have been. And I consider that person a roach, so. That's all I'm going to say about that. Biggest to everybody listening on the line tonight. I think breakups are funny because it's always somebody getting caught, you know what I'm saying? I never, ever, 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 never will forget. I was young, you know, but I always mark my territory, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person to mark territory. I don't give a fuck. You with me, you know what I mean?
You gonna be with me everywhere you at. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Here, you can like the, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. But anyway, I had a situation where, you know, even though I was driving my dude car or whatever, and always with him, everybody in the neighborhood knew I was with him. The joiner, the dirty bitch around the corner or whatever, was fucking him too and shit. Now, I didn't know about the dirty bitch, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on, and I do call her dirty bitch because everybody else called her dirty bitch, too, and that's her actual name, so dirty bitch. He's fucking dirty bitch. And I didn't know. But one day, I'm walking around the corner, and I see his car, like, reversing real fast up the street, like, what the fuck is that? Where are you going? And I was like, was that Junior? And she was like, yeah. Where he go? She was like, oh, he left because of you. I'm like, what the fuck is you? And she was like, I'm his girlfriend. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, I know this dirty bitch. I'm like, get, you got to be kidding me or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Make a long story short. Once I found out that situation, I'm like, this bitch is stupid. Like, how could you? She like, oh, I seen you driving this car. I seen you this and the third. She ain't give a fuck, whatever. That's how dirty bitches is. So she like, and he was just telling me that he was helping you out, blah, 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 whatever she said. Stupid shit, whatever he said or whatever. So, like you said, Rican Bull, love is crazy, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be hurt or whatever. And I told them, I'm like, I'm going to need some time, so you're going to have to keep sneaking around. I can't see your car. I don't want to see you and him together. You know what I'm saying? Not around this shit. Like, y'all sneak, go back and meet her, you know what I mean? 6 blocks up the street. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to worry about me going everywhere, but I'm just saying, I don't want to see the shit. And they made me see the shit. No. I was like, this motherfucker thought I was playing. Damn. So,
yo, you was probably sick.
Yeah, I'm like, yo. I see his car on the block. You know, my cousin like, no, he didn't do that to you. I'm like, yeah, yo, come on, yo. Went on the corner. Make the whole shit just crazy, got crazy. I ain't gonna say what happened. I was a long time ago. It was funny though. You know, he paid for all the damages, and never I hadn't didn't have a problem anymore. You know, but see, you don't want it to go there. It's funny to certain people, but you know, it don't always be that funny. But you know, we Jasmine Sullivan niggas sometimes up in this bitch.
That's why I don't cheat.
See, exactly. If you own the Crown Vic, you only one be cheating, especially if your shit all clean. Because the bitch you from Philly,
right.
She won't fuck up the whole shit.
I had two problems like that. I had one flat in my tires, and then I got stabbed, so. I mean,
oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't do the, yeah. It taught
you
me
learned,
lesson.
Didn't you?
Yeah, because I almost died. So it was like, this is serious. I'm almost bleeding to death.
Damn, see?
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you did because I want to still respect
you.
I'll
tell you what I did. I was at the bus stop. This is a while ago. I was at the bus stop. I was living in Massachusetts, in Boston. And she seen me with a chick. Walked up on me, oh no. And the next thing I know, I was like blacking out, grabbing my side.
See, I'm only laughing because you okay.
Right. It was crazy though.
Yeah, that's just fucked up.
Then I had 24s on my car. I got them slashed. It was $200 a tire. It was crazy, man. So I don't even put myself in situations like that anymore, man.
Yeah, me neither. I had glass all over my hand. I'm like, all right, next time I'm just gonna have somebody else do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't wanna do that shit no more. But I wasn't no next time, so that's good. Good too. But yeah, you might like, you don't wanna put. I've never been on a bad end of any breakup. Even yo, the funniest breakup will be. I'm gonna say it after we take another call and play some music, and I'm gonna talk about these hoes. You know what I'm talking about, right? Sometimes breakups is like your homies, you know what I'm saying? Your homies you're trying to get money with or whatever. Thank you. So with your homies or whatever, you know, it should get real funny.
dealing with people who you grow up with, you know what I mean? Sometimes people don't mature as fast as you, or you know what I mean? Like, they don't be about their business. The, you know how you had that friend you always got to buy shit for, or used to have or whatever. I used to have the worst one. They never, ever had money. Like, never. And they wasn't good people. Like, you can't not have money and be a piece of shit and stubborn. That's just don't mix. Like, agree with me. Like,
true. That's very
you
true.
Can't. Yeah, you can't. You can't. And be ungrateful. Like, you're like, all right, give me $5. So give me $5 more. This is these type of motherfuckers, like, for real. But that breakup was funny. Naked picture funny. But we'll talk about that later. Brent Brandt.
Yeah.
I want to, again, while everybody's listening, shout out tomorrow and what's going on the Heat Wave show.
All right, man. Tomorrow, Heat Wave show, Scorch and Brent Brandt. We are talking about the vajayjay.
Hold on, wait a minute. The vajayjay, isn't that the gay thing?
No.
Or is that still pussy? Vajayjay?
Yeah, vajayjay, vagina.
Okay.
Vajayjay.
You know,
what?
And definitely, I appreciate you putting up that status. Like, it's a lot of boys turning into girls, guys. So check their earlier Facebook pictures. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's going on out here.
Niggas shot nowadays, man.
That's some funny shit.
They got a chocolate. But, yeah. We're talking about a vagina.
Scorch
don't
want to
talk, you know,
because
he owe me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I owe you. But a lot of these females do be acting up, and a lot of these niggas do be letting them know, man. Like, they be out of pocket with this shit.
Well, we're gonna talk about vagina. I'm tuning in the show. Pussy taking over. I like vagina. My vagina. I like bitches who keep their vagina on some girl shit, too. Shout out to everybody listening on the line. We got a caller from the 267-393 area code. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Tell you ugly bitch from the show, dog. So really shit, my ass you suck, bro, for real.
You said what?
What you ugly bitch?
I'm ugly bitch.
Both are snazzy. What the hell, bro?
He starts snazzy.
I like that. I like that. Wait a minute, hold on.
Both
hold
are snazzy.
Are we going to open up another caller? I like fuckers like that.
Both are strong personality.
Shout out to Jamel, call back in.
Yo,
show my love on Philly Shop Radio.
I got a new model. I think she tweeted you to tell you hello. You know what I mean? Shout out to the new Esquire DJ model. Esquire DJ Radio. Esquire X Model Radio is coming soon. Nothing but women. On one show.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely give them a call and I'll let me know what they started. They numbers. I definitely find them in the switchboard of craziness. We got some private callers. I'm opening up some of these private callers too. Maybe they'll be on some funny shit. Keep calling. I got to call. Block your number out. Because I got your number, Mr. Just called her. I like it. You know, I'm playing on your phone one day when we're bored. Don't call my show when you're bored. This shit is fun. Don't call this show when you're bored. Call when you want to have some fun. You call when you're bored, too. That's still a number. We still add that shit. They took my cord. I hate motherfuckers. They take your lighter. You fucking. Oh, see? I'm about to snap for nothing. Shout out to everybody listening in, showing love tonight. We definitely showing off. I got some more music on deck. I'm trying to show love to. Big ups to everybody who call in and support the Heat Waves. Definitely.
I got the munchies.
Well, how you got the munchies?
I don't even smoke, though. That's a crazy. I'm just hungry as shit and everything.
People can have munchies.
Yo, I gotta get back in shape, yo.
You skinny as shit, Scorch.
No, but I'm out of shape. Like, I lost it, man.
Okay. Well, we got to Scorch, who definitely does his thing, dancing and doing real work. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who's supporting the whole Heatwave team. And big up to the show tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. I'm definitely tuning in. You know what I'm saying? I got to definitely show some love to you guys. I'm going to show some more love to my homies down south. This that track my boy Looney Tunes produced for Future. Definitely on the road.
Three band motto. The future is now.
We're going by any means.
By all means necessary, we're going to get
our lifestyle.
Drip, ask your
name. I done been lied to. What up? I've been the click. For real. I done had all kind of people turn against. You're trying to break me down.
popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. See she clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance.
On the strip, got the toast with the biggest Uzi clip. In the club, make a toast to the biggest booty bitch. She got purple in her cup, I got purple in my swish. Ralph Lauren suit on, purple label twist. Bands and make her do what? Bands and make her friends to all her friends and make them do us. Bands that had them fans up in them stands showing crew love. Bitch, you better show my crew love, cause I scope them, bag them, tag them, pass them, big face, trash them, tie them up. Bitch, you don't know, we don't wipe them up. You niggas buy them cars, makes them rock. I take them out the bars, drinks on the rock. Back in the car, fuck in the drop. Back to the let out, now I'm about to roll up. Bitch, you gotta roll out.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
So much ass, I'ma lose my mind. If I hit it from the back, she gon' lose her spine. I work so damn hard, I do a double on Labor Day. Crib somewhere far, shit, can't even hear what the neighbors say.
What's your favorite position, shorty? I tackle it, you gon' get laid. I'ma mix you down, I'ma engineer how I master it. I'm a bachelor, but with some good brains, I could be more than just a graduate.
Hennessy and I'm weeded up. Can't fight, you know I beat it up, but fuck chasing them hoes, they calling me, I pin on niggas, I need grinding my ass off, I can't even shit on niggas, y'all dudes be tricking, see me, I can't have that, I'm a dick or down, she gon' cause a flood, then the shrunk gon' give me my cash back, what's up?
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance, all these chicks popping, I'm just popping bangs, bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance.
Yeah.
All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang.
Dirty.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they.
A hundred bands.
Yeah.
I'm the mailman. She popping pussy, bust it open on a handstand. Sheriff got me leaning. Pop a band, so it could've bought a wristband.
Yeah.
Red bone, fat ass, slim waist, no tits.